Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Get a Fucking Life Babe podcast. I am your host, Lydia Killian, and this is the podcast you come to if you want to change your self-concept fast, manifest anything you ever wanted, and get a life you are fucking obsessed with. This is the podcast for you. This is exactly where you should be today. I am exactly who you should be listening to. That sounded really narcissistic. But you are exactly where you need to be today, babes. And I'm here to facilitate you getting the life you've always dreamed of. That's my mission in life. I just want to make it as simple as possible for you. And today's episode is all about becoming a match to your desire. I want you to grab a notebook. I want this to be interactive. If you're listening to me in the car, then guess what? You're going to go back and you're going to listen to it later and do the homework. If you're on a walk, you're going to get your notes app out. Actually, no, don't. If you're walking and you're in nature, enjoy your walk. But when you get home, you're going to get your notebook out or your notes app and you're going to do the damn work. This is something I'm really big on. I had a story come up today. Let me get it up on my phone. And it was from 7 years ago that I posted to Facebook. For those of you who don't know, I am not new to this game. I have been doing this for 9 years and Facebook used to be my playground. That's how long I've been doing it. And the story said, when it comes to the law of attraction, it does not matter how many books you've read, how many Esther Hicks videos you've binge watched, or how many times you've bought a program on the subject. It does not matter one bit unless you apply it. This is where so many of you are going wrong and sending yourselves crazy, like batshit crazy, where the fuck is my manifestation type of crazy, because you're not applying it. Is that not a mic drop? How old would I have been then? 32 now, 25. 25, what a wise 25-year-old woman. I love the fact you are listening to me right now. Listen to me all day long if you need to, but if you are not applying what I am saying, that is why you are going to struggle with your manifestation. If you are not doing the work, if you're not showing up daily for yourself, if you're not in a solid mindset routine, manifestation routine, that's why your manifestations are going to feel like a struggle, because you're practicing. Oh my God, this is a divine download. You can tell I've been to boot camp this morning. I feel like once I've worked out in the morning instead of the afternoon, my inspiration is so much more vivid. You are practicing your current reality more than you are practicing the one you want. The moment that switches, even just a little bit, is when your desires are going to start flooding in. I'm going to say that again. The more you are practicing the reality you currently have or things you don't want, the longer you get to keep it. The more you practice the life you want, the faster it will kick in, the faster it will come to you. So today we are going to become a match for our desire. And this is something I spoke about in the Boss Club on Monday. We had our first live training and it was all about becoming the frequency, stepping into the frequency, which I don't use that word often in my content because I think it can get a little bit confusing. But I do believe when it comes to wealth and money, there is a frequency that you are tapping into. And by frequency, I mean an energy, a state of being. And Monday's call was all about stepping into that state of being every single day so that wealth and money has no choice but to show up for you. So that's where my inspiration for today's podcast came from. And also, whilst I'm on that note, I have purposely designed the Boss Club so that you have to apply what I'm saying. You can't just sit there and watch endless amount of content and not do anything. I've made it so interactive so that you have to apply it, so you have to get results. And that is why in literally less than 2 weeks, we've had two members of the Boss Club win money on the lottery. Two members in less than 2 weeks. And in fact, one of those clients won money on the lottery twice that week. And not only did she do that, she made a £7,500 month for the month of June, and it's not even started yet. In her business, she's already created £7,500 worth of income for the month of June. Are you fucking serious? And on the call, another member shared that she has received £2,500 this week, gifted, out of nowhere, after just doing three modules. Because I make you apply this stuff and I make you step into the energy of who you want to be, the money you want to have, the wealth you want to have, because you have to apply it. That is what happens when you just apply this stuff, when you step into that energy and you become a match to what you want. The link to the Boss Club is down below, by the way, if you did want to join us. So this is the part where you're going to need your notepad. I need you to sit down with yourself today and ask yourself, what am I practicing on a daily basis? Who am I being on a daily basis? When I wake up in the morning, what's the first thing I do? Am I doom scrolling? Am I getting outside and sitting in the sunshine and having a cup of tea in the fresh air? Am I snoozing my alarm 24/7? Am I instantly reaching for a dopamine hit and going on TikTok or Instagram, which I am guilty of, by the way. So I'm not shading anybody. We're just operating from a place of self-awareness now. Okay, we're not judging. I'm not judging you. I sit and scroll all day long sometimes. What I have found has been really interesting for me this week is I have not been on my personal Instagram once since Sunday. Because for some reason, on my business Instagram, which you should all be following, which is Get A Fucking Life, Babe. I'm thinking of changing the name to Lydia Killian 444, like my TikTok account. Haven't decided yet, but right now it's Get A Fucking Life, Babe. But I haven't been on my personal account because my business account I can pick up and put down. I don't really scroll on there. I haven't created a feed that I sit and scroll on. And also I don't follow many people I know on there. So I don't sit looking at what people I know are doing. And I've just come to this understanding and this realization recently, and probably because I've seen it on TikTok, it's probably not even my own original thought. We're not meant to see what everybody's having for breakfast. We're not meant to see what's going on in our neighbors' lives. We're not meant to see what somebody we haven't spoken to since school 15 years ago is doing today and what their kids are doing. We're not meant to be that inundated with other people's lives. So I just find for some reason my personal Instagram, and I think I've spoke about this before on here, definitely in videos, it just knocks me out of my manifestation kind of flow. It kind of brings me back into the 3D instead of my imagination. I haven't been on it since Sunday and I feel so much better. My self-concept feels so much better. It feels 10 times better. And that's just one shift I've made. But anyway, back to the notebook. What are you doing in the morning? What are you doing in the afternoon? Who are you being at work? If you haven't got the business and the life you want right now and you're in a career you don't like, how are you showing up there? Like, are you sitting there moaning all day? Are you being miserable? Are you dreading the drive to work? Or are you using that drive time as an excuse to get your affirmation rampages in? Are you using that drive time as a way to practice the congratulations method and do a fake phone call as you're driving along and make believing and living in the end? Are you using it as a way to put on your favorite manifestation song and practice the feeling of having it now? Are you using it as a chance to listen to a podcast about manifestation or a podcast that allows you to get a fucking life, babe, and just zone out whilst you're on the way to work? Or are you spending that whole journey pissed off that you're still in a life you don't want? How are you spending your evenings? If you're single, are you sat there thinking, oh my God, I'm so alone. Netflix again, just me and Netflix. Or are you using it as a way to, you know, start making dinners for yourself, start romanticizing your life, put love music, put love songs on and practice the feelings of having it now as if that boyfriend, that girlfriend is on their way to you and you're practicing how you'd make dinner for them? Are you using it as an excuse to live in the end? Or are you practicing the feeling of being stuck single and alone? If you're skint and you're spending your evenings thinking about the weekend and dreading it, or are you going out on a walk and listening to a wealthy woman or a wealthy man meditation? Are you using it as a chance to feel abundant? Are you using it as a chance to hone your skill set on something? Are you on free YouTube tutorials learning how to create a trade so you can create a business? Are you doing self-development? What are you doing with your days? Who are you being? Please have a think. And this, again, no judgment. There's nothing wrong if you are getting in and you're shattered from work and you're watching Netflix all night. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that energy you are doing it in matters. Your energy and who you are being and the vibration. I'm going very law of attraction-y today. You can tell that my law of attraction side is coming out. But the energy you are putting out matters. Your self-concept around everything you are putting out matters. I can be having a really, really shit day and still manifest what I want. Yesterday, I wasn't having a shit day, but I got a bit of sunstroke. I was very dehydrated and I had to get in bed at 3 o'clock. Okay, so that was the first like red flag of the day. Then I had somebody come to the door and it kind of gave me a bit of a panic attack because I was startled. It wasn't anybody I knew. It wasn't anything serious. The guy was really nice. But I just had this like scared little child feeling. And it was probably the dehydration and the sunstroke which made me react the way I did. But it gave me a panic attack. I had a panic attack yesterday and had to ring my mum crying. And you know what happened? 2 hours later, I still got a manifestation I've been praying for. Because the energy that I had my panic attack in did not intervene with the future self, my future me, my future life. I didn't have a shit day and go, oh my God, I've had to get in bed. That means I can't do any work today. Poor me. I have the ability to get in bed in the middle of the day, but I'm going to moan anyway, and I'm going to make this whole day shit, and I'm going to therefore convince myself that I'm shit, and then I'm going to convince myself I can't receive anything. No, I didn't put any meaning on it. I just allowed myself to feel the feelings. I didn't put any meaning on the fact that I was having a rough day, apart from the fact that I was having a rough day and I'm going to get over it because emotions pass. That's what happens. And I think a lot of you are deep in your bad days. You're deep in your bad moods, and that makes it linger. Not only are you having a bad mood or a bad emotion, which is going to happen to you, newsflash, sorry to break it to you, but like yesterday, I was dehydrated. I'd sat in the sun for too long, not drinking enough water. That affects your mind. Not eating enough food affects your mind. When I'm hungry, I'm a bitch, mate. What else? Your hormones, your gut health, how exhausted you are, how much sleep you're getting. These are all affecting your moods. So if you let every single mood dictate your manifestation, you're in trouble. You're in big trouble. So who are you being on a daily basis? That's the first thing I want you to ask yourself. List out as many things. Be honest with yourself. You don't have to lie to me. You're only lying to yourself if you put something down that's not true. Oh, I wake up every day at 6 o'clock and I do a 10. By the way, you don't have to wake up and do a fucking hour routine for you to be successful. That's not what I'm saying either. But don't sit there and lie to yourself. Like, you know how, like, when you're in a deficit and you don't add in the baby bell, you don't put that in MyFitnessPal, or you have a nibble of, like, I mean, I'm really bad for nibbling on my God baby's foods. Like, if I've got the babies around me and they've got cake or their Wotsits, oh my God, I'm so bad for eating their Wotsits. Do I put them in MyFitnessPal? Do I put the 5 Wotsits I've put in on MyFitnessPal? No, of course I bloody don't. Who does that? This is what that's like. Don't lie to yourself when you do this exercise. Be honest with who you are being and the energy you are practicing. And then ask yourself, so this is the second question, what is it that I want? What lifestyle do I want? Who do I want to be? And how can I start practicing that every single day? How can I become a match to that? One thing I started doing last year, because something I do most nights is I look at Pinterest and I'll tell myself that reality is for me. That lifestyle is for me. And I think this is why I do love my business Instagram so much, because I only follow people that really inspire me. So even if I do scroll on it, I'm very lifted afterwards, and I'll tell myself that lifestyle is for me. And one thing that was big for me last year was like that Australian influencer kind of style, like the New Balance and the short shorts and feeling hot, sexy, toned, tanned. And I just started wearing what they were wearing as a way for me to step into that luxury and step into feeling like I was that version of me. When I was manifesting the car, I was going to wait until I hit 100k followers to get a gold watch. And I thought, no, I really feel like getting the gold watch is going to help me manifest the car. Because when I put it on, I'm going to feel like a boss bitch. I'm going to feel sexy. And that energy is not only going to transpire into my content, but it's going to help me manifest the car, because I'm putting on that energy every time I put on that watch. I really think the environment you're surrounding yourself in, whether that's friendship groups, whether that's work colleagues, whether that's how you've got your living room, your bedroom, how you're styling yourself, it all adds in to the vibration of being who you want to be. It all adds into you matching to being who you want to be. And it's common, it's almost like faking it till you make it, but it's not. It's acting as if. And again, very law of attraction-y, but it's basically living in the wish fulfilled for those law of assumption lovers. I love acting as if, and I love stepping myself into the energy of the version of me who already has it. And I use clothes, and I use makeup, and I use my hair. I use bubble bath. Like, before I could afford expensive bubble bath, I'd be using the Tesco own brand, and I'd be making myself feel so luxurious. Before I could buy Kerastase hair treatments, I would buy the Pantene ones that were £2, and I would feel sexy and luxurious. I was treating myself as if I already had that lifestyle in very small ways every single day. And when it came to who I am being, I know one thing for me that was big when I was starting my TikTok account is I was showing up every single day like I was an 100k TikTok creator. I was making three videos a day. I was researching hashtags. I was researching timings for TikTok. I was researching everything I fucking could about that app for me to be successful on it. I was not fluking it. Nothing you see on TikTok is a fluke. It's all there by choice. There is a method in the madness. Even my bloopers, I knew that people would relate to my bloopers because the world needs more realness. See, I'm fucking up now and I'm not even editing it out. The world needs more realness. Even that's not an accident. Me leaving my bloopers in was fully on purpose. All of my success was intentional. And it's because I was setting myself up for it every single day. So if you do have a life that you want to create, say if you do want to be an influencer, are you even posting videos, hon? Are you making content? If you want to be a baker, are you learning how to bake cakes? Are you watching tutorials or TikToks on, you know, the best ingredients and how to make something extra special for some, oh my God, I'm getting tongue-tied a lot today. Extra special for somebody. I mean, to be fair, I am choosing like, what is it? Alliteration sentences. So maybe that's not helping me. We all know I get a bit tongue-tied anyway. When I did this exercise with myself, I checked in on what I was doing in the mornings. And one thing I was doing was sitting on the sofa and scrolling. And I'd scroll from 9 to 10:30, 11. And it put me in a bit of a shit mood. I felt like my content wouldn't flow out as much. I felt like just meh. And so that was something I stopped doing. I do not sit on the sofa now until about 6 or 7 o'clock at night, unless I have to film something or unless I'm just having like a 10 minute sit down cup of tea. Everything I'm doing is at the kitchen table, it's in the garden, or I'm on a walk, or I'm at the house. If I sit on that, I love my sofa as well. I'm obsessed with my sofa. This was more so when I had the old grey sofa, my older grey sofas though. It was a trap I was falling into every single morning. That is not a person who is earning the money goals that I wanted to be earning. That is not a person who is producing the content I wanted to be earning. That is not a person who is thriving and is attracting all the love, money, success that she wanted to be earning. That is a person who is getting trapped on TikTok in the morning and spending too much time looking at what other people are doing instead of pouring it into her own life. So I made a rule of not sitting on the sofa all day unless I could really help it. And I made a rule at Christmas where I don't go on social media until 12 o'clock. So I do not sit and scroll. I'll post on my business account because that's different, but I don't sit and scroll before 12 o'clock. And it changed my life. And when I think about the body I'm creating now, I've had to really assess what I was doing because I was convincing myself that, okay, I've done Pilates once this week and, you know, I don't eat that much and da 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 da. No, I was having a lot of fat a day. I wasn't eating enough protein. I've made ChatGPT like analyze all my macros, so I know what I'm doing wrong. I have to cut out my cups of tea because 4 cups of tea a day is adding on to my saturated fat. I want to be shredded by my best friend's hen do by July. I have to make some changes. If I want to feel sexy as fuck on that hen do, I have to start becoming the version of me who, number one, knows she's sexy, thinks she's sexy, which I can't, I'd do anyway, I'll be honest. That's something I've embedded in my self-concept over the past couple of years. I'm okay with that. But if I want the body I want to have in 10 weeks' time, then I am going to have to hit my 10K steps a day. Then I am going to have to start training differently. One thing for me that I get really insecure about, and it's one of those things where, am I willing to change it? Have I got to accept it? I've done an episode on this before. If you haven't listened to it, then I highly recommend you go back and listen to it. And it's about working on our insecurities and we can either accept them or we can change them. And basically when I was like 19, 20 years old, I put on 4 stone in an abusive relationship. I just stayed in eating pizza. And if there's a film that came out in 2012-13, I could probably tell you it because I just used to sit in having spice special kebabs and McDonald's and takeaways all weekend. But I put on 4 stone. And when I dumped him, because I was a 21-year-old bad bitch and I realised my worth, I lost 4 stone pretty quickly because I went back down to the self-concept that I had before. I didn't have that weight when I met him. So it was like, okay, I've left this abusive relationship. Now I'm going to go back to who I was before. And my self-concept around that was very, very strong. And this was before I knew self-concept work. But it was, I am 21 years old, there is no way I'm spending a day feeling this unhealthy, this unhappy with myself. I'm too young for this. Like I just had this absolute warrior mindset of absolutely no way am I settling for this. I'm going to go back to the size I was. And I did, and I'm very lucky because all my stretch marks went, My boobs for saying they went up to a double D, they came back down to a B, and they're not that bad for saying I lost a lot of weight, even though obviously that's something I used to be insecure about was my boobs, but we've worked on that. We buy pretty bras. We love being the itty bitty titty committee now. But my arms, they kind of still carried that extra little bit of, not skin, but just, it's just where I store the most fat. So I want my arms to be trim as fuck. Trim as fuck for this hen do. So I've had to start training differently and start adding more HIIT workouts in, start adding more arm exercises in compared to what I was doing last year. Because that's the version of me I want to be come Ibiza 2025. I want to give myself that gift of feeling out of this world sexy like I've never felt before. And so I'm going to have to start making changes and doing things differently in order to have that. And your dream life is no different. You are going to have to start being a match for it, and you have to start today. If you're not doing that, if you are just sitting there and doing a TikTok technique and just sitting there going, oh my God, like, oh, I hope this comes. You can wait for years if you want to, and you probably will be waiting for years. Let that sink in. How many years do you want to wait for your life to start? Because that is what it comes down to. When I think about how much years I wasted in my 20s because I was not becoming a match to what I want, I wasn't working on my self-concept, I was just trying to do law of attraction methods and techniques, I wasn't really solidifying the beliefs of somebody who gets what she wants, deserves what she wants, knows she can fucking have what she wants. And when I started doing that 3 years ago, my life has drastically changed. But the self-concept work made me create the new version of me. It made me step into the energy every single day. I was finding ways to step into my new self-concept, not just through affirmations, not just through all of the usual, like, you'll notice I haven't really mentioned the manifestation routine on today's episode, which is something I usually do 24/7. All I talk to you about is your manifestation routine, because it should be as important to you as brushing your teeth. I'm not talking about your manifestation routine. I'm talking about who you are being on a daily basis. Are you a match to the lifestyle you want? Or are you practicing who you don't want to be over and over again and getting fed up with the results you're not getting? So you've checked in with yourself. You've asked yourself, what am I doing every single day? Second question, how can I show up as that version of me who I want to be? Third thing, go and do it. Start doing it now. Like, as soon as you get off this podcast, I want it to be like a switch has flicked. Switch has flicked. A flick has switched. God knows. That was meant to be so motivational. But something in you has just clicked. Something in you has changed. Something in you has just gone, fucking hell, like, how can I be her? How can I be him? How can I step into that version of me right now? I want a light bulb to go off. Oh, in fact, no, fuck a light bulb. I want fireworks to go off in your mind right now with ideas of how you can step into this energy. Hopefully, I've given you a lot on today's through sharing my own. How can I step into this version of me every single day? And how can I just keep doing it and doing it until eventually the dam has to break and I have to be that person because it's who I've been practicing so much? It's like if you moved to a country and you stayed there for long enough, eventually you would start picking up that accent. Me, personally, I would start picking it up after day two because I love copying people's accents and it's something I fucking love doing. And when I lived with Australians, fuck me, I was speaking like this by the end of the summer. But you would eventually start picking up, even the little afflictions, you start picking up just little tiny things of that accent if you live there for long enough. This is the same with practicing the energy of who you want to be. Eventually it's going to stick, and it's going to stick and stick and stick and stick because it's just going to become ingrained in your system. So what can you do today to become that version of you, and how can you practice it every single day? I'm going to leave the podcast there because I feel like I'm getting a little bit shouty, a little bit big sis tough love, but I'm just so passionate about this subject. And I want you all to be the best version of yourself. Not because of like success or anything like that. I want you to feel 10 out of 10 on a daily basis. And the person you're practicing every single day is going to determine how you're feeling every single day. And that is on you, honey. That is up to you to do. So thank you for listening to today's podcast. Like I said, follow me on Instagram as always. And I love you all so much. Thank you so much for listening.